John Cariani is the heart at the center of the hit Broadway musical comedy Something Rotten. The Tony-nominated actor stars as Nigel Bottom, a sensitive, aspiring playwright in 1595. But in real life, Cariani is also a playwright, having written Almost Maine, Love, Sick, and Last Gas. Well, his third play, Last Gas, is now playing at Shadowland Stages in Ellenville. It is the Hudson Valley premiere of Last Gas. It runs through June 19th, and it's a great pleasure to welcome John Cariani to the roundtable. John, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Very nice to have you on the program. You are, I'll get to the play in a second, but you're a joy to watch on stage in Something Rotten. I assume you're still having a good time.
Oh my gosh, we're still having the best time. We just got a new Nick Bottom. Rob McClure replaced Brian D'Arcy James, and so it's been a super fun couple weeks for us because he just came in and it's injected a whole new life force into the play.
How much longer will you do it for?
I'm leaving on July 16th.
Oh, so for not much longer. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And is that about right? I mean, a year and a half, is that about the right amount of time?
Yeah, I was prepared to leave after a year. And they asked us, a bunch of us, to stay on till mid-July, and we all said sure. And so we're all going to leave kind of en masse.
Meanwhile, when you have a show like that, you all also are a playwright. Is that a good environment for you to be able to write future work, or once you're in the play, that's sort of the musical that takes all of your time and you're not able to explore those other avenues?
It does take a lot more time than I anticipated. It's, you know, it's pretty demanding physically. It's kind of like an athletic event every night. but the cool thing is it's the routine is pretty great for me as far as writing. And I also have such limited time that I know I only have 4 hours on this day or 8 hours on this day or 6 hours on this day. And it actually helps me. I think it helps me get more done. And I've kind of learned for my future how to figure out how to budget my time better.
And through that time, are you still interested in, I would assume, you're still interested in writing plays? That is still of an interest and something that you want to do in that time where you are not working on the stage?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I think that's kind of where my passion lies right now.
So let us talk about Last Gas. This is a show that's been around for a little while but is making its Hudson Valley premiere at Shadowland. Give us a sense of its origin and how it came to be.
I wrote it in 2008. It was first workshopped at the Cape Cod Theater Project in Falmouth, Massachusetts. Hal Brooks is the artistic director there. He's currently the artistic director of the Pearl Theater in New York City.
Yep.
And Andy Polk was in charge then, and they also developed Almost Maine, so were eager to help me out with my new play. In 2010, the world premiere happened at Portland Stage Company, and it was a pretty wild success. I wasn't ready to publish it yet because it needed some work. It was a little too long in my mind. So we had a couple of productions after that. One was at Opera House Arts in Stonington, Maine. And the last big one was at Jiva Theater Center in Rochester, New York. And both of those went really, really well. And I continued to kind of trim the play and make it what it is now. And now it's being published as we speak. Like, it should be out any day now. And I'm really excited because Shadowland Stages is doing the first production of what will be the published script.
The actual, what you consider to be the finished product.
As finished as it can be right now, yeah. I got a lot of pressure from Dramatists Play Service to publish another play because Almost Maine is so popular and people are asking for another title. And so they kind of pushed me hard to publish this before I was even ready.
So Almost Maine was your first show?
That's my first play I wrote, yep.
Okay, so you know in most cases you're not supposed to have that much success from your first effort.
Oh, I know. I'm all aware. And I know it will never happen again, but I'm cool with it.
Well, then, yeah, it doesn't have to happen again. It was your first play, and it was great. Everything went very, very well. Why do you think that was the case? What is it about that show that you think struck a chord?
Well, it didn't strike a chord when it first came out. When it first came out, it did super well at Portland Stage Company in Portland, Maine, because, you know, that's a hometown crowd in a way, even though Almost Maine is 6 hours north of Portland, Maine. But I think the comedy climate was a little bit different in the mid-2000s. It was a little snarkier, a little more self-aware. And I feel like the play's become really popular, actually, over the past few years when I think that comedy is a little more open-hearted. And I think the play is a little more open-hearted and a little warmer. And I think it just, I think trends, as trends change, I think things catch on. And I think that's, I think Almost Maine benefited from that trend, you know?
And you have said, and I've heard you say in other interviews, that you, so in some ways, Last Gas is a continuation of sorts in the vein of Almost Maine.
Yeah, Almost Maine's kind of a love letter to Northern Maine, which is where I grew up.
Yes.
And Last Gas is a little bit more of a realistic look at life in that part of the world.
And what is it that you wanted to explore about that part of the world and about that idea?
Well, I love where I'm from, and I grew up in a place that's super rural and super remote. And what makes it so unique is that it's not near any big city. Like, I have friends who grew up in, like, a little tiny town in Oklahoma, but they're an hour and a half away from, say, Oklahoma City.
Yes.
Whereas in where I'm from, Maine, the closest city is in New Brunswick, and it's 2 hours away, and it's not a very big city. It's a city that's like 40 or 50,000 people. The closest city in the United States is Bangor, Maine, which is 30,000 people. So it's interesting to give people an idea of how remote this place is. And a lot of people go to Canada rather than to other parts of Maine to do their shopping. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's also a place that really does feel like the rest of the country doesn't care. I mean, Mainers are humble, I think, because they realize that most of America doesn't really care about rural America. And definitely arts and culture don't. And that's what I'm interested in, is trying to figure out how to kind of give rural America a place in the cultural landscape, because I think rural America has kind of been given the shaft as far as, not in literature, but in theatrical literature, because theatrical literature is very New York and cosmopolitan centric. And I think there are a lot more stories to be told other than just city stories. And that's what interests me. And I think I'm a good candidate to tell those stories, because I'm from a place that's really remote, and I live now in New York City longer than I lived in Maine. So
yeah.
I feel like I have a pretty cool perspective.
And it also is, what's interesting is that there's a universal quality to that story of writing a Last Gas and Almost Maine, because it does transfer to, it can play in a city, it can play in Ellenville, and
yeah,
people are interested and understand what's going on there. It connects to people.
I think so. I mean, I think you tell a good story, people get it. And not everybody's going to get it. You know, that's the other thing I've learned,
yeah,
is not everybody's going to get it. And that's the way it goes. But it has been fun in Ellenville. I went up to see the production on Sunday. And what an organization that is. I mean, Brendan Burke has done a marvelous job with that place.
Yes.
It's this beautiful jewel box, 185-seat theater. They do fantastic work. And I'm just excited. They have a new managing director, John Wojciechowski, who is doing fantastic stuff as well. And, you know, they're one of the very few theaters that is located in a rural area. No theater, professional theater, exists in rural areas. And I think that's really exciting, because I think it's part of the problem in our country with the political discussion is pretty much split. You know, it's city versus rural. And I think we all have to figure out that we're not as different as we all think we are. And it makes me so angry, because I hear New Yorkers say the worst things about rural America, and I hear rural Americans say the worst things about New York City. And I'm so sick of that. It's so careless.
And meanwhile, you're only, what, 90 miles out of the city, so it's not, but it is another
right
world in some ways.
Absolutely.
So how do you find a theater like Shadowland? Because you've done other work with them to say, oh, okay, and I assume this is all through previous relationships and the places that you want to work.
Well, I think Brendan was considering Almost Maine a while back, just because it started to get popular in professional theaters all over the country. And he would look at other theaters that were about the same size as Shadowland and say, oh, look, they did Almost Maine. And then I don't know if we ran into each other, if I talked to him on the phone, I said, would you ever consider doing Almost Maine? He said, actually, I have been, and sure, let's do it. And that began the relationship. And it did so well for them that he decided to work on my next play, which was called Lovesick, which is getting published this summer, too. And then he said, I'd like to do Last Gas. And I was really surprised, because it has a big set and a big cast, and I was surprised that they were going to tackle it, but I'm really excited they did.
Do you still like, and this goes back to a previous question, but you enjoy that split of being a performer and then being a writer as well. That's still enjoyable. You enjoy the day job, if you will, of going on stage and performing a character.
Absolutely. I mean, I think most theater artists, most actors do other things in the theater, and
yeah,
that makes us better.
Yeah. What did you make of the Tonys? I mean, is it somewhat a relief? You said you were up at Shadowland on Sunday, so is it somewhat a relief? Last year, you were knee deep in the thick of it with Something Rotten. So is it nice not to have to do that?
I'll tell you, it's really tiring. It's embarrassing to say it, but we were up for 10 Tonys last year, Something Rotten, and when you're up for Tony Awards, you are used. You're doing publicity all the time, and it's awesome, and it's great, and it's super fun, but it's fun to just watch, you know? It was fun to watch the Hamiltonies.
Yes. And what is it like for you to be in that district when that is sort of the spotlight is shining so brightly on that show just a block or two away?
I think what makes it great is that we get a lot of spillover, and because nobody knows about all the other shows, they're always surprised by how good the other shows are. Honestly, that's the fun of it.
And then if people...
Because, you know, you really only hear about Hamilton, and it's so fun for people to come to our show saying, we just came to this because we thought it would be fun to see something else, and it was so fun, so that's kind of cool.
So here's my theater geek question. I asked this of Johnny Gallagher, too, because he was in the American Idiot for so long in the St. James Theater.
Yep.
You're at the St. James Theater, and that is where the movie Birdman was filmed.
Yeah.
And so do you see, and I assume you've seen the film.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what is it like to be in that place and to see it, this place that has now been your home for well over a year, to have it in somewhat, I guess there were some sets involved in that as well, but to look at that film and say, oh, that's my home.
Well, I actually found out that most of it is sets.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't really look like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I know. But there's
and
sort of that labyrinth.
And I went back and revisited the movie just to kind of see, and it's not the dressing rooms. It's not quite right. So we were a little bit sad about that. But I have to tell you, there was a cool meta thing that happened. I don't know how to say his last name because the screenwriter who won the Academy Award, Alex.
Yes.
Daenerys.
Yeah.
Is that right? Daenerys? Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
I've never said it, so
okay.
I don't know how to say it.
Yeah.
But anyway, Alex was there with a friend of mine, so I got to meet him and hang out with him and show him around backstage. And I said, this is such a trip. I'm giving a tour to the guy who wrote Birdman, who's in it set in the St. James, and I'm giving him a tour of the St. James. And it was kind of cool. He kind of got a kick out of that.
Yeah, I think it's
Dina
Laris. Is that it? Dina Laris?
Alex? That's it. Dina Laris, yeah.
Yeah. So
is there a J in there, or did I make that up? I guess I made that up. Sorry, Alex.
That's all right. Well, it's very cool that you're – so we can see you in Something Rotten through the 19th of July. Meanwhile
– July 16th.
July 16th. Excellent. And you're
yep.
at the St. James Theater on Broadway. Meanwhile, you can see Last Gasp, which plays at Shadowland through the 19th of June. And it's a great production, getting wonderful reviews. John Cariani, thank you so much. It's
it
great
is wonderful.
Time.
I'm so proud of it.
Well, we're very proud of you, and thank you very much for being on the program. It's great to have you here.
Well, thanks for talking to me.
Thank you. Great pleasure to have you.
Bye,
again.
Joe.